This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Exactly 2 years ago today, the leaders of the United States and North Korea held a summit in Singapore. It is not a happy anniversary. Pyongyang state media today said there is little use maintaining a personal relationship between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump if Washington sticks to what North Korea calls hostile policies. And China says the United States should take concrete measures to address North Korea's concerns. There were large-scale street protests overnight in Lebanon after the Lebanese pound sank to a new low against the U.S. dollar. Angry demonstrators shut down roads across the country. And in Beirut, they scuffled with police, smashed storefronts, and set fires. All of this amid repeated calls for the resignation of Prime Minister Hassan Diab. The heavily in debt Lebanese government has been asking the International Monetary Fund for a financial rescue plan, so far without success. An emergency meeting of the cabinet was set for today. The coronavirus pandemic has India in its grasp. It is reporting some 10,000 new infections a day. India's total case count is approaching 300,000, the fourth highest in the world. There have been about 300 deaths a day in India, moving that country's total to just under 8,500. Especially hard hit is New Delhi, where one pandemic worst case model shows the capital could top a 500,000 COVID cases by the end of July, up from the current 35,000. Despite those devastating numbers, India has reversed most of the country's pandemic lockdown rules. Johns Hopkins University puts the number of coronavirus cases worldwide at more than 7.5 million, with the loss of lives now topping 422,000. There are rising COVID case numbers in many U.S. states, notably among those that reopened their economies the earliest. More than 2 million coronavirus cases are reported nationwide, with a fatality count of nearly 114,000. The head of the Harvard Global Health Initiative tells CNN another 100,000 people in the U.S. could die of COVID-19 by the end of July. This is VOA News. Wall Street appears ready to erase some of yesterday's massive losses when the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1,800 points, or 7% of its value. At this hour, the Dow is up about 300 points, though earlier that figure was 900 points. In Britain, nearly two decades of economic growth has been wiped out by the pandemic in a single month. London says the economy in April was hit by a loss of more than 20%. It was the first full month under lockdown conditions. The bottom line, the British economy today is 25% smaller than it was in February, as the UK heads toward one of its deepest ever recessions. There is good news on the pandemic from Australia, where the chief medical officer, Brendan Murphy, says the coronavirus has been eliminated in many parts of the nation, clearing the way for the resumption of sports events and for the return of foreign students to resume their classes in Australia. Murphy said the country has recorded just 38 cases of COVID-19 over the past week, with travelers returning from overseas and already in quarantine accounting for more than half of those cases. Prime Minister Scott Morrison last month announced a three-step plan to remove most lockdown measures by July, and with case numbers falling dramatically, he says limits on indoor gatherings would be loosened in the next month to allow crowds of up to 10,000 people in seated sports stadiums and a trial run for foreign students to return. Critics charge that President Trump appears intent on treating the issues of racial equality and the pandemic as secondary to his political future. He is planning major events in states where there have been alarming upswings in COVID cases. And a week from today, Mr. Trump is scheduled to hold a rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the date Black Americans used to celebrate the end of slavery in the country. In June 1921, Tulsa was hit by one of the worst incidents of racial violence in the U.S., when hundreds of African Americans were killed by white mobs. The rally also comes just days after the burial of George Floyd, the African-American who died at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The Democratic Party chairman in Oklahoma says Mr. Trump's timing is loathsome and insensitive. There is a rapidly growing movement in the United States to remove monuments that honor figures in the Confederacy, the collection of Southern states that seceded from the Union and waged civil war against it from 1861 to 1865. There is also sentiment both in Congress and the Defense Department to change the names of American military installations honoring Confederate military leaders. President Trump says he won't even consider the idea. In New Zealand, Hamilton, the country's fourth largest city, has removed a bronze statue of British naval captain John Hamilton after Maori tribesmen threatened to tear it down. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.